local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A relatively dry day ahead of us today, and then, well, the rain comes back. More from Dr. Bilk in just about a minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound I-10, if you're heading from Pensacola into Baldwin County at the 64-mile marker, they've closed down both lanes of the interstate because of a fatality accident. It's going to be like that for a while, so they're clearing up the incident, so keep that in mind. So far, Mobile Police Department have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road, they offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the brand-new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere Double Wide and pre-qualify online at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
708 FM Talk 106.557 at our studios. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There are four unsolved homicide cases right here in Mobile, and police need your help. Back on March 31st, the body of Corey Robinson was found in the front passenger seat of a vehicle, which was found burning on Crenshaw Street. Robinson was just 28 years old. 46-year-old Richard Berry Hill died after he was shot in the stomach on Jones Avenue back on May 25th. When police arrived, they found him suffering from the gunshot wound. He told police he did not know who shot him. He died as a result of his injuries June the 5th. 27-year-old Tevin Gamble, he died September the 6th. He was shot multiple times. His body found in the area of Stanton Road and Brandon Avenue. That shooting prompted a local elementary school to go into lockdown status as police search for that shooter. And 49-year-old Joel Baker, he was shot on Wilson Avenue just before midnight September the 17th. He was transported to a local hospital where he later died. A $2,500 cash reward is being offered for any information leading to the arrests of the person or persons responsible for any of these four homicide cases. You can report your tips to Crime Stoppers 251-208-7000. It's a lesson in being careful in what you post on social media. Christopher Carey of Maine posted comments last March threatening concert goers at the Hangout Music Festival in Gulf Shores. He has been behind bars for 1 year. Authorities say he posted that, quote, "I'm bringing an AR-15, so it should be good inside." He also made references to bump stops. After a police complaint was made by the organizers of the festival, a warrant was put out for his arrest in early May. And that was just 4 days before the festival. A grand jury charged him with making interstate threatening communications before he admitted the charge in front of his judge. The judge ordered he undergo 3 years of supervised release after finishing his term of imprisonment, pay a $100 mandatory special assessment, receive substance abuse testing, and receive treatment for substance abuse and mental health. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A dog who attacked two people in Mobile's Plateau community is with animal control this morning. The attack happened Tuesday at a home on Katy Street. When officers arrived at the scene, one of the victims was found on top of a car trying to get away from the pit bull.
We were able to pull the ladder fire truck up next to him after we saw the pit bull start to get real aggressive.
The other person who got hurt stayed in the house until animal control arrived. Neither victim went to the hospital. No word yet on what will happen to the pit bull. The city of Pritchard is trying to address a problem with its fire department, which many say is understaffed and ill-equipped. Many complaints surfaced in September after three people died in a house fire in 8 Mile. Mayor Jimmy Gardner announced yesterday they'll be getting two new fire trucks. Once the contracts are signed, the city should get them within 30 days. After almost 2 decades of talking about it, construction on the Wolf Bay Bridge could start as early as next year. The project, spanning a mile, will connect Highway 161 in Orange Beach to property just to the west of Barber's Marina on the north side of Wolf Bay. The connection has also raised concerns parts of the county would be annexed into the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community. And as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
713 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Hey, heads up. Tonight, another great night. Well, they're all great nights to go to the original Oyster House, either location, but let me dial it in. We're going to zoom in. And we're going to zoom into the Causeway location of the original Oyster House, because every Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., $6.99 appetizers and dollar off drafts. So you're closing out your day or starting a nice night out for dinner. Check them out 5 to 7 every Monday through Thursday at the Causeway location. $6.99 appetizers and dollar off drafts. More details online at originaloysterhouse.com. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robert Sale Power Equipment.
On the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
David Barnett is Auburn's cross-country coach. The Tigers are hosting the SEC Championships this weekend.
Fortunately, it fell on an off weekend for football, so we have a lot more help. Scott Richardson's been our meet director, so he's taken a lot off of me, helping out with all that stuff, so he's been great with that. So, a lot of people have been, many hands make light work, as they say, so it's been a really enjoyable process.
SEC Cross-Country Championships will be held at Indian Pines Golf Club in Auburn. The meet begins Friday morning with the women at 9. The men follow at 10 a.m. Now, this message from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn football practices again today. Quarterback Jarrett Stidham says the team practices with a little extra confidence coming off the win over Ole Miss last weekend.
You know, anytime you get momentum going into the off week, you can kind of look and, you know, assess everything that you've done up to this point and then really get ready for that last 4-game stretch.
Stidham and the Tigers host Texas A&M next Saturday. Hey, tune in for Tiger Talk tomorrow night. 6 different head coaches will appear on the program, including Gus Malzahn and Bruce Pearl. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Stay-
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertstillpower.com. Real people, steel people.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
This time of year is prime for Atlantic hurricanes. As such, it's a good time for you to plan ahead and be prepared for natural disasters. Review, update, and practice emergency plans in both personal and business situations. Keep a duplicate set of key documents in a safe place away from the original set. Doing so is easier now that many documents can be stored electronically on a device like an external hard drive or USB flash drive. It's a good idea for you to photograph or video the contents of your home. Documenting these items will make it easier to claim available insurance and tax benefits after a disaster strikes. If you're unable to obtain a copy of last year's tax return, you can get one by going to irs.gov and using the Get Transcript application.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No,
no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents, but both westbound lanes are now closed on the interstate. I-10 around the 64-mile marker close to the Wilcox exit where a pedestrian was struck by a hit-and-run vehicle. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa this weekend with the new splash and activities lawn and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. So it was, I don't know, back during the summer sometime, we were reporting that the Jerry Springer show was ending after 26 seasons.
26 glorious seasons.
Glorious seasons. And you might have thought, well, that's it for Jerry on TV. No, just want to let you know, NBC Universal reportedly developing a show now for Jerry called Judge Jerry.
No way.
It will be, I guess, their move, obviously, to deal with Judge Judy, who, like, owns the TV landscape. So, yeah, they're going to be taking on Judge Judy with the show Judge Jerry. Sorry, I'm trying to hold it together. Of course, now Jerry Springer has never actually been a judge or a real judge. He was a talk show host, of course, if y'all remember. He also a lawyer, campaign advisor, mayor of Cincinnati, but never a judge. But that doesn't matter. This is TV. So Judge Jerry is being shopped around. NBC Universal working on that. They think it'll premiere next fall.
That's outstanding.
Judge Jerry.
I don't know if I'll be watching it, but they should come up. I was hoping you were going to say Jerry Springer on Broadway.
Like a song and dance Jerry Springer. Like that. If somebody isn't working on that, they're missing an opportunity. But yeah, NBC Universal is going to bring us the next fall Judge Jerry. So gird your loins or whatever you got to do there. 7:21, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We know that at least one person hit last night's Mega Millions jackpot, but millions of people did not. If you live in Alabama and you played, you may have purchased your ticket in either Florida or perhaps New Orleans. But soon, you could purchase that ticket right here in the state. If Senator Doug Jones has his way, the senator in town at the Mobile Democratic Get Out the Vote rally. Senator Jones told the crowd last night how the state has lost billions of dollars over the last two decades as people cross state lines to play, saying, quote, "This lottery is a huge issue. I want people to think about how much money the state has lost over the years, simply because folks won't pass a lottery bill. That is money that is going to every state in the union except for five, and that includes Alabama. It's time we do that." Senator Jones also believes it's time that Alabama approves, quote, "early voting, making the polls more accessible to more voters." Hot Bench host Tanya Acker, she was a keynote speaker for the evening. Mobile police need your help this morning as they search for the second suspect in that triple shooting on Raven Drive last Saturday night. One man was killed. 18-year-old Miles Cables was originally looked at as a person of interest by authorities, but is now wanted for his involvement in the shooting of Justin Mooney, a Mobile City employee, who was sadly gunned down in his own mother's driveway. The main suspect, 23-year-old Patrick Johnson, was charged with murder late Monday night and for the shooting of two others. Mayor Simpson said, quote, "We lost one of our very own. Justin Mooney was a public service worker who served the city of Mobile and our citizens for more than a decade in special operations. We mourn for his family, friends, and colleagues and offer our thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. If you have information which could assist in this case, you're urged to contact Mobile Police." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast for the rest of the work week. And I look forward to the weekend. And if you're like most of us, you've got a balance or balances on your credit cards at a higher interest rate than you'd like. So why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? How about today? LightStream offering credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day that you apply. Now, LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. So here's how y'all can investigate that 6.14% APR and an additional discount. Y'all can save even more when you go to lightstream.com to check out the rates. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, website LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 7:25, and yeah, so you did not win the Mega Million Powerball. Well, no, Powerball's Mega Millions was last night.
Correct. And there was a big winner, so that one, that jackpot, you know, after if you're at a casino in Biloxi and you see someone wins, doesn't normally the number there at the top drop immediately?
Uh-huh.
It says how much money you can win. I'm imagining that's exactly what the Mega Millions. So on all those billboards that say $1.6 billion,
right.
They're going to have to drop back down.
$12.
Powerball,
that's still way up there. I think they said right around $600 million.
That's tonight.
And that is tonight.
That's where your better odds are.
I think
Dalton.
So.
That's
where you have at least, I think it was 1 in 303 million for Mega Millions and 1 in 292 million for Powerball.
Yeah, it's a lot better deal. Lottery officials say someone, like Dalton said, has won that record $1.6 billion jackpot. But here's the thing. The ticket purchase, like Kelly was just saying, in South Carolina, that means that, well, they don't have to disclose who it is. Here's an update from Westwood One.
We don't know where in the state at this point. We do expect Mega Millions to announce that a little bit later this morning so we can figure out what city, what store. We may never know who bought that ticket. And that's because the state of South Carolina actually allows you to remain anonymous the entire time.
All right, so there's Diane Gallagher from Westwood One with that update. So maybe on the text line as our sidebar, like mm-hmm. we'd like to do sidebar discussions during the morning show. What would be the signs that possibly that person, not that their name, they could say anonymous. You just heard it. South Carolina lets them remain anonymous. But what might be a sign that someone just won Mega Millions?
Maybe if they immediately quit their job. That would be the first sign to me.
But that's what they want you to expect them to do, right? So anything, they'll keep the job to keep up the facade.
Maybe if they start eating at fancier fast food restaurants.
That's right.
Like, you know, the cheaper fast food restaurants
are
more expensive.
They start
supersizing everything. Those are signs.
Yes.
Also, if they start eating at places with reservations.
Yes.
Maybe another good sign. A new car.
Yes, or a new car dealership,
whatever
they're looking for. I'm just saying that they could remain anonymous, but how long could that really last?
I guess if
somebody just disappears, if a family member said, "Hey, we're moving somewhere else. Where is it? Ah, we'll send you the address. Bye."
I did a lot of thinking about this when I was planning what I would do with my winnings.
Yeah, how close did you get?
Oh, not close. I'm not sure if I got one number that was listed for the Mega Millions winner. But, when I was making all these plans, I was thinking it's going to be really difficult when I win because if I want to travel anywhere exotic, I'll have to be on the lookout. Somebody will want to kidnap me and hold me for ransom. So I would for sure go anonymous. But I guess it does come with its pitfalls, winning all that money.
All I got to say is that for everybody else, like Dalton, everybody who bought a ticket, who is not the person in South Carolina that we hear had the one, the one big winner, although California had four or five.
And Florida, actually, too, has some winners that won at least $1 million. I think they said four.
Okay. So if you're not any of those people, get back to work.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Bill's got her forecast to help us get back to work.
I regret being so mean to everyone when I thought that I was going to win the Mega Millions.
I just knew you were when you told me to take this job and shove it when you left here yesterday. I knew. I said, just give him a day. It'll be all right. Hey, reminder, here's something that has a lot better odds for you. That is the ultimate tailgate prize giveaway. It's one of the great showcases we do each year. We do this one around football season. $6,000 worth of prizes. And what I love, too, is somebody right here. We are a locally owned radio station. We're working with local businesses. And folks right here at home win every time. It's not that, let's feature our one winner from our area. They win every time because we do all our business right here. So this contest is going on now through November
15th.
Okay, so you have about 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks to get your name in those registration boxes at our participating sponsors, and they're listed on our website and Facebook page. Drop your name in once a day. We'll draw for these coming up in 3 weeks, and somebody's going to win the whole kit and caboodle, $6,000 worth, and it will be, your odds are a lot better than they are in any lottery, for sure. All right, coming right back, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. News 5 on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A winning ticket for the historic Mega Millions jackpot has been sold in South Carolina. The numbers were drawn last night. Early this morning, the South Carolina Education Lottery posted a chart showing that one ticket was the winner. Whoever bought that ticket has won the $1.6 billion prize, the largest lottery prize in history. The winning numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, and 70. A Bruton man was killed after he ran off the road into a body of water. This happened about 7 o'clock last night near Old Flomaton Road and Campbell Road in Escambia County, Florida. The victim, identified as 37-year-old Jordan Cooper, was driving around a curb when he went off an embankment and into the water. His car became submerged. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have released surveillance video of a man wanted for a homicide in Milton. The black man is wearing a black long-sleeve shirt with jeans. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies say he's one of three suspects they're looking for in connection with the shooting death of Tyler Howell. Howell's body was found on John Hamm Road on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Turkish police are now searching a garden well at the Saudi diplomatic compound in Istanbul, where journalist Jamal Khashoggi is believed to have been killed. Six children have died as a result of adenovirus at the Wanaki Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, New Jersey. 12 additional kids infected. Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta checking on it.
So far, it seems to be contained to this specific facility. Again, the virus is something that we see a lot, but the severity of this outbreak seems to be contained to this facility, again, the Wanaki facility.
Lottery officials will tell us today where in South Carolina the winning ticket for last night's $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot was sold, the name of the winner not yet known. The Dodgers are looking toward tomorrow night's Game 2 against the Red Sox in the World Series, hoping to battle back after last night's 8-4 loss to Boston. A Strong's earning report from Boeing has now reversed losses in pre-market trading on Wall Street. Futures now showing gains for the Dow. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Yahoo has agreed to pay $50 million in damages and provide 2 years of free credit monitoring services to about 200 million people whose email addresses and other personal information were stolen as part of the biggest security breach in history. The restitution hinges on court approval of a settlement filed Monday in a two-year-old lawsuit seeking to hold Yahoo accountable for breaches that occurred in 2013 and 14 but weren't disclosed until 2016. Union Pacific plans to lay off about 500 employees before the end of the year, the first of several rounds of job cuts, as the railroad implements a new operating plan to turn around its performance. More than a year after Hurricane Maria, thousands of Puerto Ricans are fighting to settle claims from insurance companies teetering financially in the aftermath of the Category 4 storm. One major insurance company has already folded, leaving more than 1,500 claims worth a total of $70 million up in the air. On Wall Street, futures now little changed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one accident on Airport Boulevard. It is with injuries and it's blocking traffic in between Bourbon and South McGregor, so be careful through there. Delays continue from Dolphin and Old Shell, but if you're traveling across the Bayway, not bad. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90. You've seen some radar this morning, so watch your speed through there. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, dreary day yesterday with that rain, but I see some blue skies and sunshine out there now.
It's going to be a nice day after yesterday, kind of dreary with temperatures only in the upper 60s. We're going to be about 10 degrees warmer today with sunshine. And the nice weather is going to last only one day because we have rain coming in tomorrow. But look for mostly sunny skies, about 78 this afternoon. Then tonight, clouds will increase and we'll see showers developing after midnight. Low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a low pressure system on the Texas coast is going to track eastward right along the Gulf Coast tomorrow and tomorrow night, and it's going to be helped out also by remnants of the hurricane off the west coast of Mexico. It's been moving across Mexico and will add to the storm system. So look for rain tomorrow, heavy at times, with temperatures in the low 70s. Rain will gradually end tomorrow night, and then on Friday it should be partly cloudy and a cool day, only 68 for the high. The weekend though looks good, mostly sunny, about 72 on Saturday, and then sunny and 78 on Sunday. After that, another cold front comes in, and this is going to give us some cooler temperatures because Monday and Tuesday, it'll just be over the 70-degree mark with plenty of sunshine, but down into the 40s at night. So we got some chilly weather to start next week, and the other thing, of course, is plenty of rain tomorrow.
It seems to me, just listening to your forecast over the last couple of weeks, we have kind of turned a corner here because we're having fronts with some more regularity.
Yeah, definitely things are moving now across North America and right after a front swinging across the country, and it looks like it's going to be the case certainly through next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, keeping us up to date on all things weather and, of course, on the Atlantic and Pacific Basin all hurricane season long. 54 now. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, the beer business sure looks sexy, fun, and funny. But what's the beer business really like? More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Chris Fuchs's third generation in the beer business. From the outside looking in, the beer business sure looks all dilly-dilly. Or is it like most businesses that from the outside look like easy fun, but in reality are long hours and hard work? And how do you get today's most fickle generation of consumers, the millennials, to order a beer by brand name instead of, I'll just take an IPA? And what's ahead for us beer drinkers? Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And as always, talk inventory. But you said even more than normal, you're busting at the seams.
Absolutely. We've had a big week on buying vehicles, so we got a great selection. You know, we got work trucks, we got super loaded up trucks, we got Suburbans, we got Yukons, we got vans, minivans, we got all kind of vehicles, cars, imports and domestic.
And you also have a way for us to find as much selection as you have on the lot for vehicles. You have that much selection in the office for financing.
Absolutely. Like I said, we've got a tremendous list of lenders. You know, we got tons of credit unions, banks, finance companies, local and pretty much nationwide.
All right. Let's talk about coming out to see you, look at the inventory of vehicles, and check out the inventory of financing. How do we find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. And a lot of the vehicles we got in are not quite on pictures and all that yet, but the vehicles will be. And then they can just call us at 375-0068 and like us on Facebook.
Good stuff. I appreciate it, Larry. And we will be checking in for the new inventory out at LCM. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning. Mobile police have released new surveillance images, hoping that you may be able to identify a robbery suspect who went into the Dick's Sporting Goods store at McGowan Park just before 6:30 earlier this month and began his supposed shopping spree by camouflaging his true intent in that store. Employees say they noticed his behavior at the back of the store. He could be seen in one of the aisles looking around and then putting items into a black duffel bag. Moments later, the store manager asks him to leave and to hand over the duffel bag, but he refuses to give up the stolen goods, even threatening to shoot the manager if he did not let go of the bag. Police were called, but by the time they arrived, that man took off with more than $500 worth of merchandise. Police say he does have a number of tattoos on his neck. If you know who he is, call Mobile Police. If you work in the STEM field, or maybe you want to accelerate your professional field in tech, you may want to move to Huntsville. Now that CompTIA has released a new study listing the top 20 tech towns in America, and Huntsville is on that list. Of course, Huntsville is home to NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center and Redstone Arsenal. They landed at number 10 on the list. The city also boasts the third most technical workforce in the country, with nearly 17% of employees in STEM jobs. So the factors focused on in this study were cities determined to offer the best quality of life for tech workers, factoring in such things as salaries, job availability, employment growth, and cost of living. IT jobs in Huntsville are expected to grow 4% over the next 5 years. According to the analysis, those jobs bring in salaries of a median for IT professionals in Huntsville at $91,998. Nationally, the average is $112,890. That's 107% higher than the average annual wage for all jobs, which is $54,420. Charlotte, North Carolina came in first, followed by Raleigh, North Carolina in second place. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up Wednesday, November 7th, the MSA presents the first ever Alabama High School Athletic Association South Super Regional Cheer Competition to take place in the Mobile Civic Center Arena, with the winners advancing to the state championship in December. For more info, visit AHSAA.com. Go all out. We do.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm sorry, I'm looking through a list here of a cut rate Halloween, knockoff Halloween costumes.
Oh, great.
I guess where the budget's tight or you're just desperate for a costume and you can't get the one that's branded, you know, the one that's supposed to be made for the movie or the cartoon or whatever. You get one that's almost like it.
Yeah, like the Mountain Lightning or the Dr. Thunder of the Halloween costume world.
You're right. You're right. I didn't think about that. Some of the ones that have me laughing this morning, this costume that is labeled "Where's the Stripey Dude?" It's the "Where's Waldo" costume.
Oh,
but
man.
They can't use Waldo because they don't have the "Where's Stripey Dude?" A costume based on Beetlejuice that's called Juice Demon.
Are these from China or where do these come from? Juice Demon.
And they are like, they're like the vinyl and the real, like polyester and vinyl costumes.
Do you have to say that four times or is it three times like Beetlejuice?
For Juice Demon. Here's one for Matrix fans. It's based on Neo from The Matrix. But it's called Cyberman. There's one called Hermione Grinder.
From Harry Potter?
It says, it's on the listing. It says, Hermione Grinder, the top student at Chogboards. Of course, it's based on Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. And then this one, based on Cher from the movie Clueless.
Uh-huh.
And with Alicia Silverstone, wasn't that Cher? Was she?
I bet so. I'm not sure.
The only thing I remember about that movie is Alicia Silverstone.
Hmm. I think, wasn't Paul Rudd in that? For some reason, that's the only part I remember of it.
I have no idea. I know that Alicia Silverstone, that's all I remember. That costume, instead of being Clueless, is called Notionless. These are some of the cut-rate costumes you may see in your local costume store.
That's awesome.
So there you go. Save a few bucks, right, and get laughed at the party. 7:45, we'll be right back.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A dog who attacked two people in Mobile's Plateau community is with animal control this morning. The attack happened Tuesday at a home on Katy Street. When officers arrived at the scene, one of the victims was found on top of a car trying to get away from the pit bull.
We were able to pull a ladder truck up next to him after we saw the pit bull started get real aggressive.
The other person who got hurt stayed in the house until animal control arrived. Neither victim went to the hospital. No word yet on what will happen to the pit bull. The city of Pritchard is trying to address a problem with its fire department, which many say is understaffed and ill-equipped. Many complaints surfaced in September after three people died in a house fire in 8 Mile. Mayor Jimmy Gardner announced yesterday they'll be getting two new fire trucks. Once the contracts are signed, the city should get them within 30 days. After almost two decades of talking about it, construction on the Wolf Bay Bridge could start as early as next year. The project, spanning a mile, will connect Highway 161 in Orange Beach to property just to the west of Barber's Marina on the north side of Wolf Bay. The connection has also raised concerns parts of the county would be annexed into the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4 at Fenway Park in Game 1 of the World Series.
Red Sox win Game 1 in a 3-hour, 52-minute game.
Chris Sale allowed 3 earned runs on 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 4 innings for Boston. On the other side, Clayton Kershaw got the loss. He started for LA and allowed 5 earned runs on 7 hits with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings. The Red Sox offense came to play on Tuesday. Eduardo Nunez hit a pinch hit 3-run homer in the 7th inning to push the Sox lead to 8-4.
That is hammered into left. It is gone. Pinch hit 3-run home run, Nunez. And the Red Sox open up Game 1.
J.D. Martinez went 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and a run, and Andrew Benintendi went 4-for-5 with 1 RBI and 3 runs for the Red Sox. Game 2 is in Boston tonight at 7:09. The Red Sox will start David Price on the mound, while Los Angeles will go with Hyun-Jin Ryu. At Ladd-Peebles Stadium, the Troy Trojans beat the South Alabama Jaguars 38-17 to win this year's Battle for the Belt. The first two quarters were high-scoring, with the Trojans taking a 31-17 lead into the locker room at halftime. They would score once more on a quarterback sneak in the fourth quarter. Jags quarterback Evan Orth threw 2 touchdowns on 275 yards passing, but he also threw three interceptions to the Trojans' defense. South Alabama receiver Jamarius Way led the Jags with six catches for 80 yards and a touchdown, but he was overshadowed by Troy wide receiver Damian Willis, who brought in five receptions for 132 yards and two touchdowns. Troy's record now stands at 6-2, meaning that they are bowl eligible once the end of the season comes, while the Jags' record falls to 2-6. And with only four games remaining, South would have to go undefeated to earn a bowl invite in head coach Steve Campbell's debut season with the team. The Jags next play at Arkansas State on November 3rd, while Troy will head home to host Louisiana Lafayette on the same day. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints made a move to upgrade their secondary on Tuesday by trading for New York Giants cornerback Eli Apple. In return, the Giants will receive a fourth-round pick in next year's draft and a seventh-round pick in the 2020 draft. The 23-year-old cornerback was selected in the first round of the 2016 draft out of Ohio State. Apple has 23 tackles this season with one forced fumble. He has missed two games earlier this year with a groin injury. In the NBA on Tuesday, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 116-109. And the Pelicans are now 3-0 to start the season. Anthony Davis scored 34 points with 13 rebounds in the win. The Detroit Pistons outlasted Philadelphia in overtime, 133-132. Blake Griffin led the Pistons with 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists, including the game-tying layup and the game-winning free throw when he was fouled on that layup. 76ers' Joel Embiid scored 33 with 11 rebounds, and the Denver Nuggets defeated Sacramento 126-112. 10 minutes to late now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's He's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are working one accident with injuries at airport between Berwyn and South McGregor. You're also still seeing delays westbound I-10 at 64-mile marker. Had a fatality accident. It's now been cleared up, but they've had a several-mile delay trying to get through there, so you'll see backups as you're traveling in for Pensacola. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights opening the day after Thanksgiving at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Jeff Poor joins us in just a couple minutes. Lots to talk about with him. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There is a recall in effect impacting BMW, as the company says 1.6 million of their vehicles worldwide could have fluid leaks that could result in a fire. BMW said that in some of their diesel vehicles, coolant could leak from the exhaust gas recirculation module, part of the emissions reduction system. The leaks could combine with soot at high temperatures and lead to a fire. The Munich-based company has already decided to recall 480,000 vehicles in Asia and Europe after fires were reported in South Korea. That's according to the Associated Press. The recall covers vehicles made between 2010 and 2017. A company statement tells customers that if your vehicle is impacted, you will be contacted. Some 54,700 vehicles were impacted here in the U.S. and Canada, but thankfully, no injuries have been reported. Heads up, Walmart shoppers. The way you handle your shopping list is about to change, as Walmart.com is changing their shipping policies just before the holiday shopping period. So beginning next month, products sold on Walmart.com by companies other than Walmart will now be eligible for free two-day shipping as long as you spend at least $35. Walmart.com shoppers will also be able to return eligible items purchased from a third-party vendor to Walmart stores. Free two-day shipping was previously only eligible on items sold by Walmart. For returns, customers will now be able to print out a return label via their home computer or take it to the store, and Walmart will send it back to the supplier. The customer will then receive the refund from the seller. Walmart says they have more than 140 million weekly customers, with 90% of those customers here in the U.S. living within 10 miles of one of their stores. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You know, earlier, I was cracking up about the cut rate Halloween costume list. And also, you can go check out, bring two things together. You can go check out on our Facebook page and our Instagram our winning Mega Millions lottery ticket.
Yeah, I thought we might need to stay anonymous as a radio station, but now the cat's out of the bag.
That's right. So you can see the picture of that ticket up there on our Facebook page, Top Item Up, or on the Instagram feed at FM Talk 106.5, right?
That's right. All right. And tell us what to do with our winnings.
All right. Here's I got an idea, because I was talking about the cut rate Halloween costumes. And I saw this story. I said, you know, I like the stories where people do good by other human beings. And this couple in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Emily and Richie Belusky, who love Halloween, really get into it. A few years ago, it broke their heart when a little girl showed up trick-or-treating without a costume because her parents couldn't afford one. So their 9-year-old daughter immediately ran and got an old costume she wanted to give the girl, and it inspired the family to do something pretty cool. In 2016, they set up a makeshift costume shop in their driveway where any child could come pick up a costume for free. It's called the Miriam Poppins Costume Closet. Wow, that's a heck of a name. After their friend Miriam, who helped organize the whole thing. And they gave away about 150 costumes that year in 2016, including some they bought themselves, some were donated. Last year they did it again. They gave out 175 costumes. This year they've stepped it up. They have 500 costumes out there for local children.
Wow.
So you're talking about neat things to do if you won the lottery, or you just said, you know what, I got a little money here that we don't have to have to keep the lights on around here. It's a good way to give back. I mean, there's lots of times and charity opportunities around the Christmas holidays, but maybe not so many around Halloween. But yeah, but this a couple, Emily and Richie Belusky in Tulsa, are giving away this year 500 costumes to children whose parents can't afford it.
What an awesome idea. Yeah. And you know, the kids will appreciate that a lot more than like parents would if they were to get free Halloween costumes.
That's right. Especially if they get good costumes and not the knockoff costumes from
right.
earlier.
But I would also hope if someone were to win the lottery, that they would go for the full-sized candy bars that they give out from the front door instead of the fun-sized, all that little... Get the big Hershey's, the big Kit Kats.
If you did win Mega Millions, that would be a sign maybe you were the winner because you had the full-sized candy bars. 757 FM Talk 106.5. Hour number 3, and our buddy Jeff Poore coming up next.